And I'd like...
And it's why we're telling you in a strong way, because we can see how you listen to us or those like us for a while. You know that a positive thought's better than a negative thought. We've been crowing about this emotional scale, where on one end of it is the emotion that feels terrible, and on the other end of it is the emotion that feels wonderful. And we encourage you to move toward the end that feels good, where all the feelings of freedom and life are. And so we get how in your action orientation you would want to do the best for yourself. But here's what we're saying to you in very loud, emphatic terms. The very best thing you can do for yourself is be all right with yourself about where you are. I'm here and it's fine. Because if it's anything less than fine, you're pointed upstream and it can't get better. Where if it's fine, now you've let go of the oars and now have you heard people talk about surrendering? And sometimes people have said to us, well, surrendering doesn't sound very much like deliberate creating. And we say, we know, that's why we started calling it allowing instead of deliberate creating. Because deliberate creating made you all just do the things you've been doing with your action and apply it to your vibration. Where allowing is more of a feeling stance, you see. So talk to us about what you need to be right about, and let's practice together some downstream statements.
Two situations. One, I'll like be riding my bike and I'll be watching my mind and I'll notice I'll think something negative, and then I notice there's a feeling. I mean, I'm just starting to notice.
So all of that's very good. So
then I'll say, oh, that's what a feeling is. And so I'm starting to notice that. And then when that happens, I can't quite turn it downstream, but I'm becoming aware. So that's...
Don't try to turn it downstream. Just stop that. We'll tell you a story, and then we'll take a segment of refreshment, okay. And then you'll hear much more as we are moving forward in the next segment. Esther is driving the monster bus, and Jerry is somewhere in the back. And she can't see him, and she can't hear him. She just knows he's back there. And she's driving along as you are riding on your bicycle, and something will occur to her that she needs to tell Jerry about. So since he never hears her when she calls him, and even when she honks the horn, sometimes he is not aware, she has taken to... There's a panel of switches here, and she's found a button she can push that turns all the lights in the bus on. And then she pushes it again, and it turns all the lights in the bus off. So she pushes that button, and everything lights up, and it makes him come running. And so he'll come to the front of the bus, and often Esther will say, oh, and he'll say, you had something you wanted to say? And Esther will say, I did, but never mind. It was an upstream thought. And we say, isn't it nice he was in the back of the bus? We hear your beeper. Because if he had been in the front of the bus, she would have said it. She would have made it stronger. He might have commented in response. In other words, they might have stayed there long enough for it to get a foothold. But because she didn't jump right into the conversation, because there was some lag time between the time she was thinking it and speaking. So the reason we tell you this story is because letting go of the oars is different than turning the boat around. The stream will turn it around if you let go of the oars.
Okay.
So you don't have to find a downstream thought. It's exhilarating when you do. But
you don't let go of the oars.
You don't have to find the downstream thought. Just stop thinking the upstream thought. And so how do I stop thinking something that I'm thinking? By thinking something else, by changing the subject in your mind, by looking for some object of attention, or even better, by having a pocket full of things that you like to think about that are readily accessible. In other words, that's what we meant by carrying those touchstones with you, where if you find yourself in a situation where you know you are... Now, for some people, this sounds silly. How can a thought be so important? But when you are sensitive to thought and you realize that beating the drum of something activates it and takes you further and further and further, it is wonderful that you are aware in the early subtle stages of a thought that it's pointed upstream. So just picture letting go of those oars. You could even say, I'm thinking a thought that I really don't want to think, and I've decided not to think about this thought that I'm not going to think. And for a while, you're thinking about the thought that you're not going to think. I'm not going to think about you, you're thinking. I'm not going to think about you, I'm not going to think about you, but you're thinking about the thing you're not going to think about. And then you say, but after a while, you say, I'm not going to think about you, 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 I'm not going to think about you. And before you know it, you're thinking about what you're doing with your tongue, you're thinking about what you're doing with your mouth. Suddenly you're making funny sounds in your face. Sometimes your face is moving around. Sometimes you can talk through your nose in a funny way. In other words, distract yourself like you would a child, and before you know it, you've let go of the oars. And when you let go of the oars, you turn downstream. Okay. Good time for a segment of refreshment.
That is very
we are complete.